The tetrahedron photon. New paragraph. This essay is based on the understanding that all relationship in nature can be reduced to a simple concept, which is that of a vortex. If we depict a vortex in a more simplified geometric form, we can see that we can depict that in the form of a tetrahedron. A tetrahedron, in this sense, represents the minimal unit of cosmic interaction. It means that the tetrahedron takes the place of any zero point in the universe as a whole, but by definition must thereby be the equivalent of the infinity point also, and as a result represent any number in between, comma, whether it be fixed, open bracket, capital letter N, close bracket, or variable, open bracket, capital letter X, close bracket. In seeing that the numbers 0, N, X and infinity are in fact directly related, we can see that we are looking into the mathematical operation of the equation sign. In the equation sign, we see that we position ourselves in the interaction of the mathematical operation, and therefore, comma, and thereby, comma, change the meaning of our perception, colon, dot new line. By changing the meaning of our perception, we also change our involvement, and thereby change the way we relate to the context of the universe as a whole. Dot new paragraph. In looking at the tetrahedron as the fundamental unit operator for this way of thinking, we now have a symbol which can represent our participation in creation, which we can use in the construct of mathematics, and thereby also in the mental construct of physics and all of its applications. Dot, new line. In short, we see that we create a new symbol, comma, new semantic, comma, for the way we interact in all our communications. Dot, new line. So where in mathematics and physics this tetrahedron operator would be the equivalent of the specific kind of rotations which we could project, comma, or imagine, comma, for the photon, comma, in the domain of communication, we would actually have the same, but now in the form of the dot, the comma, the colon, and the semicolon, by which we interpunctuate our sentences. Dot, new paragraph. Beware that sentences at this level have both a linguistic and a legal meaning, because by pronouncing a sentence, we actually pronounce a verdict, comma, which is also called a sentence. Dot, new paragraph. So when we are dealing with the use of language, albeit in the spoken language or in the symbolic languages such as physics and mathematics, then we also are dealing with the way our symbols actually determine the operators by which we determine our ideas. So at the moment that we look at the core representation of the tetrahedron as taking the place for the equation sign in physics and mathematics, comma, which also is equivalent then at as the replacement of the zero point by a zero point operator, comma, as is implied in the mathematics of Peter Rowlands, comma, then we can see that we need to replace every form of formal logic by a description which takes place at this level of the operator. Dot new paragraph. We can represent that fundamental operator as a dot, as a circle, as a square, or as a tetrahedron. In fact, all of these are equivalent representations. Dot new line. When we look at the symbol in the form of a dot, then we only identify that we are dealing with an operator without specifying the functionality, the relationship, and the logic of the operator itself. When we represent that operator in the form of a circle, we identify that we have a determinator, comma, that we also define it by assigning a boundary to it, but that we do not specify the interaction or the relationship, thus the logic, comma, to the context. Dot new line. When we represent that operator in the form of a square, we identify that we have a determinator, comma, that we are dealing with a bounded system, comma, that there are critical conditions by which the system operator is determined and defined within itself, and thus by implication also with its context. Dot new line. But it is only when we represent that schema as a tetrahedron that we can identify that we have a determinator operator which is bounded, comma, which also has a critical construct to define it, comma, but which is also reversible within its context. Dot new paragraph. The reversibility within the context comes from the geometry of the tetrahedron as it is generally defined. Dot new line. This work has already been done in ancient Greece and probably far before, comma, and is known as the construct of the Platonic solids. Dot new line. The tetrahedron, in that sense, represents a spatial unit which has a very specified relation between the inside and the outside. Dot new line. And knowing that the tetrahedron also is equivalent to the dynamic of a vortex, we can then see that the tetrahedron takes the place of a transition, that's a transformation of 3D via 2D into 1D through to 0D. That is, the volume reduces via a plane through a streamline into a disappearance point. It will be clear that at that level, the disappearance point for this form of formulation is the equivalent of a black hole in cosmology, but in fact it is only a system singularity at the end, where the system inverts on itself, which in system theory is known as a sink. Dot new line. So in realizing that the zero point is actually only a transition point of the vortex into its inverse form, then we can always realize that we are never dealing with the vortex by itself, but we are also dealing with the inverse of the vortex through that zero-point transition. When we apply that same understanding to the construct of the tetrahedron, then we can understand that the so-called barrier of light, as was used in atomic physics, is a tetrahedron which inverts on itself and thereby has its vertex point connected to the vertex point of an inverse tetrahedron. Dot, new paragraph. From a quote of Dan Winter, it is possible to see that we can replace the tetrahedron by a representation of the photon in which the vertex point of the tetrahedron connects it to three planes of the tetrahedron, which can then be identified with the three primary colors, which could be the red, green, and blue, for example, as it is used in the quark formulation. But we then see that we have a fourth black plane, which actually connects up to that same tetrahedron, by which we can see that one of the points of the tetrahedron would represent the point of light of the photon, but the complementary side of the tetrahedron would be the plane of black, or the black hole, or the plane of contact for the system in its environment. Dot, new paragraph. What we then end up with is the need to see how we can relate this construct of the photon as a tetrahedron into the whole formalism which is now known as that of electricity, magnetism, gravity, and chi. Dot, new paragraph. From the work of Cyril Smith, it is now clear that the electric dynamic of our whole body operates by the principle of electromagnetic frequencies, which is commonly known as chi, but which we can also be understood as an operator of frequencies within a larger system of description. Dot, new line. It will be necessary to understand that frequencies are by definition relativistic always, and that the existence of frequencies in nature are always based on the relationship between an interface and the next interface, which is also defined in mathematically as the Dirac pulse, in which the pulse will originate as a singularity within an existing time frame or space frame or energy context. At the moment that we see how this pulse operates within the body, we can see that it will transform into a Fourier cascade, but at the moment that we look into the system nervous plexus, we will find that these Fourier cascades interact with each other and will in fact create a moiré array by which the processing of information is done interactive with its context. At the moment that we then look into the brain, we see that this whole construct transforms back on itself into the structure which is defined as mathematics as a matrix transformation of the matrix. It's transformed, it's inverse and its inverse transform, which is in fact the basis of the mathematical structures of the complex numbers, the complex conjugates, and their dual inverses. Dot, new paragraph. It is this understanding of the relationship between the pulse, the Fourier, the Moiré, and the Gabor hologram, which is described in the series of essays called Mathemusics. And it is at that level that we can understand that any frequency within the system is always defined by a pulse within the system, but which is relevant with respect to the system boundary only. So we are never dealing with a pulse within a void system, but we also have to take account of the boundary of the system, because it is the boundary of the system that will determine how that pulse transforms or translates into a frequency. Dot, new paragraph. This concept can be addressed or assessed in a more formal sense by realizing that the frequency is identified with a number. A number is always identified with a unit, but as has been said before, in this case the unit is that of a dimensional transitional tetrahedron, which means that it defines itself by its inversion. And at that level, there is no boundary that is defined, because the tetrahedron in that sense is only an operation. Dot, new paragraph. That is in fact the equivalent of what mathematics presents for the formulation of the photon in physics, in which the photon is represented as a particle without mass. Dot, new paragraph. It is at this level that we deal with all of the principles which have been described in the series of essays called Metathematics. Dot, new line. Because here we are not dealing with the physicality of substance, but we are dealing with the transformations directly and only. Dot, new line. That is also the formulation or the definition of Metathematics, that we need to take away the material qualities of that what we are describing, comma, but we also need to take away the equations of the descriptions, comma, because we need to go back to the primary and the fundamental understanding of our involvement in creation. Dot, new paragraph. The whole purpose of this description is that we can deal with, comma, address, comma, identify with, comma, and operate our participation in creation, which is in the direct zero point of the transition of one tetrahedron in relationship to another. It is at that point that we see how a Dirac pulse will become a number or a frequency only if it is in reference to something which is defined. Dot, new paragraph. From scientific explorations we know that the formulation of classical science was not complete, comma. It required the transformation into relativism, comma, and then into probabilities, comma, and then into creationism, in the transition from classical theory to the theory of relativity to the probability theory to field theory. Dot, new paragraph. But when we also see that we have made the transition from a description at the level of matter to the level of molecules, to the level of atoms, to the level of our participation in creation. Dot new paragraph. It is at that last level that science finds itself lost, because it can no longer make use of the formalism that it has been using up to that point. Dot new line. Because it then becomes evident that every formulation which we create has been created by our own volition. Dot new line. That also is the essence of the series of essays on mathemusics. Dot new line. Because we are free to create any tone, any note, any rhythm, any melody, and thereby change our interaction with our context. Dot new line. So when we are describing the concept of frequency, we cannot simply say that it is a unit number related to a unit cycle, comma, because a unit number already refers to the existence of a predefined objectified object, comma, while a predefined cycle likewise implies the existence of a predefined, comma, thus already existing, comma, stable time base. Dot new paragraph. What we are dealing with here, however, is that we need to understand the transition at the levels of energy transformations, where energy itself can transmute, which means that the energy system can invert on itself through the zero point, which is the essence of the description of the two interacting tetrahedrons. And it is that level of description which will be needed to be elaborated now, and showing that we can not make use of the simplicity of numbers as the implicitness of objects, comma, we cannot make use of frequencies which infer or imply the existence of a predefined time base, comma, because when we look at the creation of the universe as a whole, neither space nor time are at that instant defined. So we need to go back to the underlying principle of space-time, which is that of energy coherence, comma, which I generally refer to as energy consciousness. Dot new line. Energy consciousness, because our participation in creation needs to be made explicit. Dot new line. Energy coherence, because we can no longer refer to objects without at the same time looking at their inverse. Dot new line. That is also the essence of the mathematics by Peter Rowlands, comma, which he formulates as, colon, the only way that we can define a fermion is by computing, comma, calculating, comma, understanding the universe as a whole as its dual. Dot new paragraph. In that sense, every item, every element of the universe must be defined with respect to the universe itself, and that can be most easily addressed and accessed explicitly at the point where a tetrahedron turns onto itself. Dot new paragraph. As described before, we need to realize that the tetrahedron is at the same time also the square with its implies cross and center point in the middle, which is also the circle and the dot, or the point. Dot new line. That means that we need to understand always that the tetrahedron represents a structure because it represents a process, because it represents a transformation, because it is a symbolism for a creation. So, comma, from the perspective of the formulation of the vortex, we need to see that we always start with the zero point, which we can then unfold in a line, comma, which generally will be a coherent spiral, comma, which then will form a plane, which is in fact a geometric of a process repetition, a recursion, comma, which will then define a volume, comma, which is in fact the space taken by the unfoldment of the line in repetition, in coherence. So at this level of description, we are dealing with the direct relationship between consciousness, energy, time, and space, and we will always have to address the relationship in the transitions between the four dimensions, comma, which is 0D, comma, 1D, comma, 2D, and 3D, dot, new paragraph. This brings us to the need to now look into the relationship between this four-dimensional vortex, tetrahedron, photon, with respect to itself, dot new line. This is also why this whole essay is called the photon tetrahedron, comma, because it must at the same time be understood as a point, comma, which is represented by the word of the photon, colon, a massless particle, comma, in fact a wave note, dot new line. We must also see that the tetrahedron is at the same time the vortex, comma, thus the flow form, comma, thus the unfoldment of a dynamic in through four dimensions, dot new line. But we must also understand that this tetrahedron is a spatial operator, a space-time operator, and that is in fact implied in the construct of the photon tetrahedron in its link to the electromagnetic formulations, semicolon, most specifically in the way the photon tetrahedron can be identified with the essence of lightning, dot new line. At this third level of description, we can see that the tetrahedron is a geometry, comma, or a metric, comma, or a rhythm, comma, or a pattern structure, comma, for photon propagation in the universe, for which there are separate descriptions that this indeed takes place in the form of a tetrahedron, dot new line. As Kenneth Rowland, as Kenneth Rand has described, therein we always see that the lightning jumps a fixed distance and then waits a fixed time, which means that we have a coupled metric between the space domain and the time domain, which is implied in the formulation of the quantum, comma. But in this case, more specifically, we see that the only requirement is that the time base, comma, as a stable loop, comma, is dual to the spatial element as a pattern of a regional spatial coherence, dot, new line. Stability and regional spatial coherence is generally known as the free path length in kinetic motions of objects of particles, dot, new paragraph. So where the photon tetrahedron is at the same level, a photon, comma, a vortex, comma, an interface pathway of interlocked tetrahedrons, then we can also see that the tetrahedron as such must be invertible upon itself, and thus itself already a dimensional operator, and thus a dimensional dynamic, dot new line. That traditionally is known as the capacity for transmutation, dot new line. So we now have a very specific operator at the level of transmutation and integration and creation and manifestation.